Howdy, friends. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. A few sunny days have been very much appreciated in our part of the world. I hopped on a horse bareback to drive the heifers up to feed. If they'd been very hungry, I'm pretty sure they would have followed the tractor back to the pasture when I rolled out the bale. But I had a half an hour before I needed to leave for a show, and a little therapeutic riding sounded good. It is hard to believe how much you see and hear from the back of a horse. The first sprigs of grass showing green. An anthill whose citizens are joining together for a spring reconstruction project. And the sound of frogs enjoying the recently expanded waterfront property. I'm not claiming that spring is here to stay, but the nice days have been a reassurance that we are getting closer. Lambing season is down to 7 head of ewe lambs. I was able to help Beth with a mispresentation the other day. I held the ewe. Beth got things straightened out. And the lamb was alive. And then she tubed it every 2 hours through the night to keep it that way. The family is doing well. The first calf was born from our herd. Still a few weeks ahead of the main group. This cow calved the 6th of June last year. But I'd run the bulls with the late calving cows, and it gives the slow pokes a chance to catch up and sometimes even jump ahead of the rest of the herd. In the past 2 weeks, I've driven our state top to bottom and length to breadth. The worst roads I have hit are still the ones closest to home, but they are getting better, and I realize that everyone that does not live on a state road, and many that do, are facing the same challenges. I couldn't be more proud of the folks in my home state and the example they are setting with their rebuilding efforts. Lead on, neighbors. I know it may not have been that long since I've shared this poem, but I had a thought about it this morning that I will touch on in a minute. I hope you enjoy revisiting Bottle of Memories. Grandma, what's that bottle? That one that sits there on the shelf. Does it have a magic bottle? Can it bring you lots of wealth? Dear, that's Grandma's Bottle of Memories that your grandpa gave to me. And yes, it has some magic. It came from your grandpa, don't you see? I think it held vaccine before he found it way back then. It had been thrown in the fire. He pulled it from the ashes, hoping a smile he might win. He found some dried daisy flea vine. It had been awful dry that fall, and he arranged those tiny flowers in the bottle with the ashes, dust, and all. He didn't know if I would like it, or if it would be thrown away. But I liked it, and I set it on that shelf that very day. And now that bottle holds some memories of a house just half this size, that was soon full of children who would grow up faster than we could realize. And it also holds the questions of what went with all those years, along with memories of the heat and the cold and the good times and the tears. The Lord, He blessed us, child. Please don't get me wrong. Even when you've been around as long as me, life don't seem very long. And that bottle holds the memories, both the bitter and the sweet. Unless you keep it full for me, it will be empty when my life is complete. Oh, I'll keep it full for you, Grandma. You just wait and see. But does it have to hold the same memories for you as it does for me? Dear, when I've gone to heaven, I'll leave that bottle on the shelf, and you can have my magic bottle that will bring no real wealth. Until then, I'd like to keep it, because it's kind of special, you see. It's the bottle where I keep the memories that your grandpa gave to me. Joey got the table. Johnny got the hutch. I got what I wanted. It don't look like much. It's tiny, and it's shiny, just as pretty as you please. It's the bottle where I keep all of Grandma's memories. My thought about this poem is that we have a choice on what memories we keep. The bitter ones go in easy, but they get more rancid the longer they're in there. The sweet fragrance of the good ones only improves with age, and are certainly worth the effort of culling hard on the ones that time will not improve upon. I'm honored to be part of an upcoming cowboy social that will be taking place at the Archway Museum in Kearney on Friday, April 12th. At 7 o'clock in the evening. This is a fundraiser for Bravehearts equine-assisted psychotherapy and learning. I hope some of the area homegrown listeners can come out and enjoy a fun evening and learn a little more about this unique organization. The frost is coming out, and right now the posts are driving easy, but we know how fast that can change in our part of the world. If you have a lot of fence to build or rebuild, I would encourage you to talk to a neighbor and consider going together to include a power post driver as part of your team. Take a look at powerpostdriver.com. They are the driving force in fencing. Thanks for riding along on Homegrown this morning. Hoping that the Lord blesses you real good today and that our happy trails cross again soon.